T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve.
We need to talk about naked.
Naked.
I believe everybody's got some sort of story where you were naked in a place you didn't want to be.
Right, Amber? You were naked in a place.
Oh. I can't think of any.
You've never been dared to streak?
Nope.
For real?
For real.
I mean, I have definitely done that. In college, CU campus, you had to you're doing keg stands and somebody's run through the quad, naked.
Right.
You'll totally.
An old school. We played drinking strip games, but no one was ever take it all off and run around or anything like that.
You've led a very sad and sheltered existence. From this point forward, we're going to do the show naked. I don't want to see anybody in this room without their clothes on. There's this woman at Miami International Airport. I saw did you see this video?
No. I didn't.
She's literally, when the video starts, they have her face blurred. She's, when you see somebody, when somebody's willing to be naked, it's always a person you don't want to see naked.
Yep.
Amen.
The nude beaches in Mexico. You're I'm going to go check it out. And it's she's someone you want to see naked.
Oh, she was
really?
Hot.
She's, yes.
And so they let her do whatever she wanted to.
She just goes walking by. When she first walks by, she's in bra and panties and they match. So she had motive. She had forethought, I feel like. And then as she walks, she takes the bra off and pixelated.
Oh.
And she takes her bottoms off and she just wanders through the airport.
You know what? Never. This is off topic, but you guys act like you've never seen boobs before. You are grown men. You're like, oh, they pixelated it. Man, I really wanted to see those boobs. You've seen so many boobs. Why does it matter? Those boobs.
Because I got room for more.
Steve. I wasn't sure how to say it. It's like, Amber, what's your favorite food? Sushi? You love sushi, right?
Yeah, I do love sushi.
Haven't you had sushi before? Then why do you want more sushi? You've already had it. Why would you want any more sushi? You've already had. You've had fish. Why do you need more fish? Seems like you've already put the raw sashimi in your head. Boobs are boobs.
We'll take them out.
Anytime. Yeah. If there's a possibility to see a boob that we haven't seen before, ask me if it's
I don't get it.
If it's my ex walking through, then I'm like, oh, I've seen
that. I've seen that boob,
But if it's somebody new's boobs.
Right. New. Wow.
New boobs. New boobs are 100% all in, always okay.
All right.
She was spotted later naked on top of a police car.
Okay. I like that she chose the police car to get on top of.
I believe when they finally got her, they believe she's delusional and she's going to have to go under some sort of mental evaluation.
Oh.
So her naked story is not as fun as what we want yours to be. When were you accidental naked, or have you just done something? I remember when I bought my very first house that I ever bought, the whole naked thing that I said, all my neighbors across the street literally had parties where they'd have to run all the way around the block naked in the winter.
Oh,
and I watched them it was clockwork every weekend to be they're doing the naked game. They're just running around
the green belt.
Yes. And I lived, it was Thornton.
Thornton people.
Okay, I'm going to say this. I remember the day I sold my house, Nine News did an expose on 3 different meth houses in my neighborhood. And I had already closed, so they couldn't take it back.
Oh, man. That's when you find out the truth about your
hood. Yes. There's naked people and meth houses. All right, so if you've been naked somewhere you shouldn't have been, we want your naked stories. Steve, where were you naked? Hold on. Naked stories, 303-222-5423.
I always tell the same damn story. I was naked on Main Street of the small town that I grew up in.
Tell everybody the name.
Wahpeton, Native American. Anyway, so it's a small town, and we had an old arcade that's up on Main Street.
Hold on. Time out. What? I've never been given the, the origin. I don't know the origin of Longmont. You had to Swamp, dude, actually, technically. Oh, my God. Which one of you told me? Somebody just told me this. I am going to take the show completely off topic.
Longmont's history?
Who told us that? It was our boss.
Yes.
I just found out Longmont was like the head of the KKK. I didn't know that. I grew up there.
Longmont had parades.
Yes.
Of white hooded
people. Legit. My motherland is like, and they've just quashed it because like nobody talks about it in Longmont at all anymore.
We didn't believe it until we had to go Google it. We're like, oh my God,
Longmont was gay. It's like, oh, it was formed as a tiny little hamlet for racists.
Yay. Grand Wizards, yes. Summer home or whatever.
And my whole family was like, I don't think so.
Oh, you moved, your whole family moved here specifically because
I feel like not, but we're pretty white.
Okay.
Oh. Anyway, enough of the KKK and Longmont. Back to Wahpeton, Native American.
Yeah, so we had an arcade on Main Street, and I was there one Friday night, and a bunch of seniors were there, and Byron Brown was a senior. He was a loser, too, by the way, but because he was a senior, he was cooler than me. And so he just didn't like me, and I was wearing a tracksuit, like sweatpants. To the arcade.
Fly.
At some Super point, Amber, yes. You and I will get to travel somewhere with Steve, and he wears a tracksuit to travel.
I know you're going to stop now that I pointed it out.
Oh, dude. Rolling into DIA looking all like.
I was comfy.
Fully matchy match.
Ukrainian. I look
you
like a drug
were a
lord.
Ukrainian mobster.
I love it. I'm not mad at it.
Oh,
at
God.
Thank
I'm you. So mad. I'm like, we're trying to get upgraded to first class. You're not getting upgraded in that tracksuit.
I didn't quite think about that part. I know.
Anyway,
so Myron Brown saw me in the arcade. I ran out the front door, started running as fast as I could down Main Street. He was faster than me, so he reached out, grabbed the back of my... and I kept running.
Him.
So yes, it tore him straight off. So now I'm running down Main Street, just totally nothing.
Yeah. Was it cold that day, Steve?
It was... I don't have to care about that.
You don't.
My dad blessed me without
Steve.
A kid.
Yeah. You're right. Wahpeton's a cold part of town.
Yeah.
I bet it was.
Whatever.
It was teeny tiny.
You know.
Who's got a teeny tiny?
Myron, not me.
All right. So we want to hear what happened to you, embarrassing or not. Amber's not going to play along because she's apparently never.
Actually,
skinny.
I did remember something.
Oh, my God. Let's go.
Happened,
what do you got?
So. My last building that I lived in literally faced another building.
Mm.
And I had a huge picture window in my living room / like kitchen area. And I forgot it was open one night. And yeah, the neighbor across the street had people over and they were all on their balcony.
Oh.
And I knew like who they were. Oh. Yeah, like I knew the neighbor and they walked their dog and I walked my dog. And then every time I would see them, I'd be like, dang, you saw me in the
you're
news.
Naked girl.
Yeah.
It's only fair that I get to see you naked now. That
all
hurts.
Right. Well, if you've been naked at a really inappropriate time, we'd love to hear your story. Sherry?
Hi.
Hi. You are disguised naked. What happened to you?
So it was my boyfriend's birthday. And, you know, after years and years of being together, you get them everything they want. I thought, why not spice up our relationship a little bit? And I have a key to his apartment, so I walked into his apartment, and I got totally naked. Yeah. I set up the cake. I decorated the room and put flowers on the bed.
Oh, boy.
And when I heard the key go in the door, I was like, oh, good, he's home. And it turned out to be his mom.
His mom?
Hi, Mom.
All right, let's take it from there. Now it's you and the mom.
This is in my search stream on a porn site. So then she's...
She walked into the room trying to do, like, decorate for, like, balloons and such, and she was trying to be sweet, and here I am, like, sprawled out on
being
the bed.
Being all slutty.
Oh, my God.
She's sweet, you're being...
That had to be awkward then. Did she just turn and run, or what happened?
Right.
We locked eyes, and I took the comforter and I covered myself and said, "Oh, hello, hi,
welcome,
hi." Yes.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Sherry. Somebody else needs VD. Candy.
Yai.
Yai. You're disguised naked.
So my last day of my senior year of high school, five of my friends and I decided to drink, and we ended up in a small town next to ours playing strip poker at a park, and we saw a car coming, so we all decided to jump in a bush. The car was a cop.
Okay.
Who saw us jump in the bush, so they got us out of the bush, and there was like another cop on premises, so they called him over. So there were four cops, six drunk, naked, underage teenagers out past curfew. They had us seeing us. And then one of my friends said, "Do you know Officer so and so, who was the sheriff of their department?" And they didn't want to embarrass him, so they just let us go with a very, very strict warning.
Score.
It pays to know somebody's name. I don't have any cards like that to drop on anybody.
Me either.
Yeah, right.
We need, hey, if you're like a local law enforcement who wants their name dropped and we get pulled over. So you stood there naked the whole time, though, while they were in investigating you?
So they told us to get dressed, but we didn't like all have our clothes. So I had like my boyfriend's hoodie on, and one of our friends had my girlfriend's yoga pants on. It was very, they asked us if we were there to like have a party and we knew homeless people hang out in that area, and they were going to call our school. We weren't going to graduate.
Oh my God.
The scariest like 30 minutes of my life.
That is the best name drop. Wow. We ought to do just name drop. Thank you for the call, Candy. Valerie.
Yay.
Naked.
What's up, guys? So I go naked hiking all throughout the Colorado mountains up here. And I was hiking up in the Flatirons, and I was with a couple girlfriends. I was naked. They were not. They saw a dog darting down the mountain, and then I eventually saw it. So I ran into the mountains. The dog chased me. It was a family of four walking right behind them. The dog chased me right into the mountains. I dodged and darted as best I could. I ended up spraining my ankle trying to get away from this dog, all naked. So that was exciting. And the family, luckily, I just stopped and the dog stopped chasing me, and the family went about their business, and I just continued hiding in the
suddenly their son was chasing you. The dad was chasing.
Like, hold on. We're going to hike this trail more often. Why do you hike naked? You just feel closer to nature or what?
I think they call it like a voyeur. I think I'm one of those people. But yeah, I just hike naked, and it's just for fun. I take pictures out there, and I go off trail. I have a 4x4 vehicle, so I drive around naked up there in the mountains. And yeah, I just, I mean, we all should show off our bodies, I feel, at the end of the day. So that's kind of just where I stand. Like,
good for you.
Naked all the time, I feel.
That's good. Yes, yeah. You're right, Steve. Good for you. I would freak out, though. If I saw somebody coming down the trail.
I just don't. I like bugs and ants.
Tons of bugs.
That's what I'm thinking. Or like sticks 100%. And then you bushes.
Trip.
And
yeah.
Like if you trip, you, like your jeans are going to stop you. Right. And your shit, like it's like, yeah, you're just road rash everywhere. Carrie?
Yay.
Naked.
Okay. So I went to visit my boyfriend in college, and he was living in like a trailer with his roommate, so we decided to go to a park like late at night to go be together. And in the middle of getting busy, this cop pulled up and was like, "What are you guys doing?" And we were in a sleeping bag, and he was like, "What's going on?" And lifted the sleeping bag up while we were both just totally, you know.
What?
He's a cop. Yeah. You're still. Although you're not indecent with the sleeping bag on you, so can he really? Is that an illegal search? Sort of?
I think so.
I don't know. It was really weird. He didn't give us a ticket though, so.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Like, cool.
He said thanks for the show and went on this. Oh, God.
He didn't give you back the sleeping bag, did he? He just walked away with it.
Took a few shots.
I know.
Thank you for the call, Carrie. I never got busted relating, ever.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
not by law enforcement.
What?
Amber just got really quiet. You got busted by your parents?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but not law enforcement.
Was your dad wearing a cop outfit, though?
Oh. Mom.
CSI. Even hotter. Heather?
Hi.
Hi.
Naked.
How are you doing?
We're good. When were you naked?
I went to a weird party years ago. It was in Boulder. It was kind of like, I don't know. Like, people showed up in masks and whatnot, and they had
Halloween.
A thing called the...
No, I think it's more of a...
Oh, okay, never mind. Okay,
I gotcha.
Yeah, weird. All right. Were the masks, do they have really large noses and stuff? Because you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like the masquerade ball where it's a little Christian Grayish.
Yeah.
There were some of those, but like a mansion, and we went in and they had this box called the Orgasmatron that had holes that you could stick your hands in. And I didn't want to do it, but my friend was like, go do it, go do it. And so I stuck my hand in the box and I got a handful of box.
Oh, God. So inside the box was somebody naked.
Oh, what?
There was box in the box.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.